Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. There's a new generation of users getting into technology, and it's not who you think they are. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is November 29th, 2013, and this is our final article of the month. I'm always sad when a month comes to an end. Amanda's sad. What about you, Brian? But wait. Don't worry. We have a new month just around the corner, December.
Oh, and it will be Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, all right. So, never fear, advanced listeners. There's more on the way. But we are here wrapping up November with a health article. And you can find it on pages 44 and 45 in your advanced magazine. The title is Technology Without the Bells and Whistles. So I've got two panelists here in the studio with me. First off to my left, Amanda Youngappear. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Bill. And hi, listeners. It's great to be here. And yeah, it's going to be a different article today.
Yeah. I introduced this at the beginning saying there's a new generation of nerds getting into technology and gadgets, but it's not who we think they are.
That's right. It's not who we think they are. And I think it will surprise a lot of our listeners, but also, just the different needs that are out there also in our community that they're being met. It's exciting.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great that at least there's an openness towards technology and some of the benefits of it by this generation. Who am I talking about? Brian Hagerle?
Talking about people who live in nursing homes or assisted living facilities.
Yeah, older generation.
Yeah.
Talking about people 80, 90 years old embracing technology.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have you, what has your experience been in the last 5 or 10 years regarding people 70, 80, 90 years old and technology? What has your experience been?
I've seen people mostly just watching TV, Bill, and not this kind of TV that we have here, but just passively watching TV.
Mm. Many people, many of our senior citizens, they don't embrace technology, right? They're not buying the new smartphone or the new tablet. Why is that?
I think it's because, it comes with change. And, some of the thing is that they're used to a certain routine. Mm-hmm. And so to go out of that can be challenging. But also, even for me, a smartphone can take a lot of brain power just figuring it out. And I need my friends to show me. So.
Yeah. I actually, I said 70, 80, 90 year olds. I've even seen, it's funny, I know of people in their 60s. Who have actually resisted technology. I know people who are in their 60s don't even know how to send a text message or even work a mobile phone beyond answering and dialing the number.
That's right. That reminds me of my parents. They're in their 70s actually, but they have phones that are more modern than my phone. But they refuse to type a text message because they have the wrong assumption. They think they have to learn all these symbols and shortcuts to send a text message. I try to tell them, no, just use regular English, but they don't get it.
Well, my parents are in their 70s, and they're also, they are not technologically savvy. They've got these very simple mobile phones, and they just use it to make and receive phone calls on an extremely rare basis, and they don't know how to use any other features, including text messages. They don't even know how to read text messages. I've tried showing them. I have tried to show them. And I think it is something, and we all go through this in life, and it's not just when we're older, but I mean, there are different stages in life. We almost shut down mentally towards certain things. We decide that's too difficult. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to try it, right?
Right.
And we can do that in our teens or our 20s or 30s. It's not just old people who are doing this all throughout our life. We might have certain mental blocks one thing that comes to mind is language. As far as learning a second language, a lot of people would just kind of like, I'm not even trying.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know that is true for whether it's people coming to Asia or people going from Asia to America.
Right.
So it goes both ways. And technology is just one of those things. And so it's great to see, you know, these senior citizens opening up towards it. Doris is always open to technology, right?
That's for sure. I think she's way ahead of me.
Yeah, she seems to always have the new devices ready to go and knows how to operate them. And like Brian said, she's oftentimes teaching us how to use it.
Yeah. He mentioned his parents. What about your parents and their technology?
My parents know a little bit. Like, they know they have Skype on their computer, but I think for them, oftentimes, it seems more troublesome to use and to go on the computer rather than for me to just use the telephone and call them. So I still do end up calling them rather than them using the technology.
Well, okay. I hope our listeners maybe listen to this article and don't give up on your parents or grandparents with this stuff. You never know; they might be interested in something. Try it. Try introducing some things to them, and whether it's a phone or it's using text messaging or what we're going to learn about today, video conferencing, maybe even email. They might actually embrace that. So I did mention my parents don't really know how to use a phone beyond answering and making calls. But my father will go on, and he does like email.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's some progress there. At least I am able to communicate with him regarding email. We can send things back.
It's a good start.
Yeah, yeah. And he does surf the internet for different things, especially videos. So, you know, it may not be what I think what we all would find is if we – you know, try to introduce some of this technology to our parents and grandparents. They're not going to embrace everything, but they might pick up one or two things.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's actually what we're going to talk about in this article. So turn to page 44. And our first reading will be down to line 23 in that left column.
Technology without the bells and whistles. VideoCare brings video conferencing to seniors. California resident Kelly Ilnicki is very close to her 89-year-old grandmother, who, until recently, lived alone in her home in Oceanside near San Diego. Three or four times a day, Ilnicki talks to her grandmother via VideoCare, a video conferencing system for seniors and their extended families and caregivers that was developed by a Menlo Park, California-based startup of the same name. In February, we were talking on video care, and Grandma was sitting on the couch. I watched her fall over, and to be honest, I thought she'd had a mini stroke, said Ilnicki. I was able to yell at her. We called the paramedics in Oceanside, and they came to her house. I could hear the paramedics beating on the door. When they arrived, Ilnicki was able to explain via video care what had happened, as well as discuss what medication her grandmother was on. The paramedics were thrilled, said Ilnicki. Video care has been the most amazing thing for our family. To be able to see each other versus just having a phone call makes a huge difference.
Technology without the bells and whistles. What's that mean?
Well, bells and whistles are special features added onto something to attract more buyers, as it says in our definition there. Kind of like things, extra things added on make something more attractive, more full. So here we're talking about technology without all of that, simplified and, as we'll learn later, stripped down.
Yeah, I often hear this maybe like in a car. Maybe if you're going to go buy a car, right, they'll say, well, the new XYZ model from Clunker Autos has plenty of bells and whistles, right?
That's right, Bill. I think you can talk about your TV like that, too, or computers. Mm. They have all the bells and whistles, which means they have all the features, the technology, even beyond what you may actually need.
Yeah, the extras that make it really special and jack up that price. All right, what's the deck say, Amanda?
It says video care brings video conferencing to seniors. And we know that video conferencing, in our specialized terms, is a system that allows two or more people who are in different parts of the world to talk to each other and see each other on television screens. You know, for example, we use Skype, or there are other different applications that you can use to video conference with people. Oftentimes, it's used by businesses. Universities use it, but we're looking at another way video conferencing can be used.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. Most of the time I've seen video conferencing being used in a business setting where instead of having people fly all over the country to one location, they can actually bring everybody together without going to all that trouble. And, of course, we've got Skype on an individual basis for our, quote, video conferencing. So, but this is actually being used for in a very not just social way, but actually a very functional and helpful way, this video conferencing. How do we start our reading, Brian?
Well, we learn about a person from California, Kelly Ilnicki, who is very close to her 89-year-old grandmother. And Kelly's grandmother had until recently lived alone in her home there in Oceanside. So her grandmother's living on her own, still somewhat independent, and she's very close to her. So we're going to learn more about how she stays close.
Okay, very typical situation here, an elderly grandmother. It's not easy for people at this age for them to live alone, right?
That's right. It's hard to meet all your needs by yourself, kind of isolated.
Yeah, and you know, just even the simple things of running a house are very difficult at this time. So, you know, just and even going up and down stairs becomes a real challenge, even a dangerous thing. So, but anyways, Kelly Ilnicki here is very good, takes a lot of time and effort to check on her grandmother. In fact, talks to her quite often, right?
Right. She talks to her 3 or 4 times a day. And she talks to her via video care, which is a video conferencing system for seniors and their extended families.
Okay. All right. So there's all sorts of different systems, and they can be tailored to specific needs. So video care has been tailored for people with that have seniors in their families and their extended families as far as being able to monitor the elderly and also inform caregivers regarding things that the elderly might need. And this was developed by a company in Menlo Park, California. And what about now we go back to February?
Well, back then, Kelly and her grandma were talking using the video care system, and her grandma was sitting on the couch, and then something happened. While they were talking, it seemed that her grandma had perhaps even a mini stroke, and so she fell over.
Right. Okay. So here she's talking with her, and she can see her, and she just imagines somebody maybe like off leaning over off to the side and falling off out of the picture. And this happens. For instance, if a stroke is actually where there's actually, you know, blood is cut off going to the brain, and it actually what happens is people, they can maybe even look normal, then they lose consciousness, right?
Very quickly, yeah.
Yeah, and it's they can't tell you what's going on because they actually lose the use of their motor skills. And so it's up to the people that might be around them to figure out, my goodness, what's going on? The person's not talking, not saying anything, often might just be sitting there staring off into space.
Right. Actually, a mini stroke then, as you were saying about a mini stroke is where just for a short amount of time, not enough blood is going through the brain. Mm-hmm. And then, so there may be a blockage, which is then shifted, and the flow is able to start again. But because of that short amount of time where they did not get blood, then their body is unable to function.
Right. Okay. And can have very extreme, permanent, long-term damage.
Right.
All right, now, what did Kelly Ilnicki do?
Well, she yelled at her grandmother and trying to just see if she's conscious and alert. And I'm sure if that didn't happen, then they called the paramedics in Oceanside. Of course, the paramedic, the people that use the ambulance and come to your door, they're trained in medical, especially emergency first aid. So they called them, and they came to her grandmother's house.
Okay. All right. This is all interesting because Kelly Ilnicki is kind of watching this all transpire.
Right.
Yeah. And so she could even hear the paramedics knocking on the door, beating on the door, trying to get in. So, and it's in a way, it's almost a miracle that she's talking to her at that time.
Right.
Because, and I don't know the severity of it, but what happens with a lot of elderly people is they might just be home alone, not talking to anybody, and stuff like this happens. And then they really have got problems.
Right, because they are unable to call the paramedics.
Yeah, yeah. And they might be there for hours.
Yes.
Sometimes even days in some cases, maybe lying on the floor, unable to move, and maybe not even conscious.
Right.
So fortunately, at this time, Kelly Ilnicki was talking to her grandmother. Now, when the paramedics arrived...
Well, because the video care system was still live, as you said, Bill, then Kelly Ilnicki could see what was happening, and she could even actually communicate with the paramedics who arrived on the scene. That's quite amazing, something she couldn't do if she were just on the phone.
Well, what about the paramedics? What did they think about it?
Well, they were thrilled. And so when you are thrilled, it means that you are extremely happy. So it really helped make their job a lot easier because they were able to assess the grandmother very quickly because Kelly was able to see exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to make just the right call and help her in the best possible way.
Yeah, a lot of times the paramedics might come upon this situation and it's a mystery to them. They're wondering what happened. And, you know, it makes a big difference, even if with some things like a stroke or a heart attack, if you can save a minute or two, that can make the difference between life or death.
Yes.
Yeah. And so Kelly Ilnicki is able to inform them about what happened. And she goes on to say in line 21.
Video care has been the most amazing thing for our family. To be able to see each other versus just having a phone call makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and yes, being on the phone would be helpful, but you can imagine the difference in that situation if Kelly Ilnicki was just talking on the phone. All of a sudden, maybe her grandmother would have dropped the phone and there just would have been silence.
Mm.
And then Kelly Ilnicki would have no idea what happened.
That's right, and the paramedics wouldn't be motivated to go reach for the phone and talk to the other person.
Oh, right, yeah. They might hang up the phone. If
right.
They came in.
That's right.
And, you know, Kelly Ilnicki wouldn't even know if, well, was it a health problem or did burglars come in and hit grandma over the head?
Right.
That's right. Yeah. So that's why video care has been an amazing thing for Kelly and her family, keeping in touch with their grandmother. All right. Let's have our second reading for today.
The benefits of simplicity. Video care's premise is a simple one. Today's 80 and 90-year-olds retired from the workforce before the internet and smartphones were a staple of daily living. And they are the generation least able to navigate the onslaught of new technology. Video care's technology basically strips down the operating system to make it as simple as possible for the senior. All of the management of the device happens remotely, by the caregiver or family member. Many seniors use it to have video chats with relatives or see family photos. But there are other applications as well, like alerts to take medication or a reminder that it's bingo night.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Amanda Youngpeer and Brian Hagerle. And we are talking about the video care system and how that can help the elderly and help their family keep an eye on them and also communicate with them and still keep them involved in life. Now, I had talked about in the beginning of our program about the older generations, why they don't embrace technology and some of the challenges with that. And we, in this section, we kind of get into a very valid reason as to why. You may not see grandma walking around looking at her smartphone all day playing Candy Crush. There's a good reason for that. And it's not that she doesn't like playing games, but there is a very good legitimate reason. And we get into that in this section, the benefits of simplicity.
That's right. We start off with video care's premise is a simple one. So it's simple to use. The premise is the idea behind it, or the structure of a video care system. And so these retirees, they don't need to figure out all the bells and whistles. They don't need to read the manual. They can just start touching it.
That is so important. And we need to understand that regarding everything in life. If you are trying to communicate something to somebody, I don't care what age they are, keep it simple. You and if you can eliminate steps, if you're trying to introduce a new concept, and if you can do this in two steps instead of three steps, your success rate will go up much more. It doesn't take much to confuse people, and if you confuse people, you lose them. Yeah. Confuse them and lose them. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple. That's with everything. All right, now, why are these people like maybe not walking around, as I said, with smartphones and tablets?
Well, we learn in these next sentences that for 80 and 90-year-olds, they're retired from the workforce before the internet and smartphones were a staple part of daily living. So when we say a staple part, an essential part, like you mentioned earlier, we're not going to see grandma walking around with a smartphone because she was not growing up when smartphones were part of everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not part of their life. So, and it was introduced later on, and by that time it wasn't really necessary for them to learn it. They were able to function earlier in life with other tools. And because of that, they are the generation.
They are the least able to navigate the onslaught of new technology. I love that phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
So navigate here means not necessarily like a boat, but they're not as well able to get around or to master the skills they need to handle this technology. And Amanda, what exactly is an onslaught?
Well, we see in our vocabulary focus, it says a violent and forceful attack. Here we're talking about the fact that there's a lot of new technology that's coming out very, very quickly, and it can feel like you're being attacked by new technology and the need to learn so much more every day. So it can be very difficult to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And certainly if you've never been given even the basic tools, and they've never really even learned the basic tools about how to deal with technology. And we're talking about, how do I turn this thing on?
Right.
You know, that's a basic tool.
And like you mentioned earlier, when it's something that's difficult to deal with, we as human beings tend to be like, oh, forget about it.
We shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just shut down, walk away from it. All right, now, video care is technology.
Well, it basically strips down the operating system to make it simpler. So strip down here being a specialized term, phrasal verb, to remove the unnecessary parts of something. So it's taking away all the things that would maybe make it too complicated, taking away the things that aren't necessary for the seniors, but only giving them the tools they need in this operating system.
Okay, that was in our title, Technology Without the Bells and Whistles. And so this is actually what happens then. All right, let's make this simple. We're going to strip it down. We're going to remove all the bells and whistles because we can have technology that just overwhelms people because there are so many options available. And, you know, just think of your smartphone and like maybe how many apps you can have on it. You can have hundreds of apps that you might be using on a regular basis, and that would overwhelm most people. So, but you got to make it simple as possible for the senior. All of the management of the device
happens remotely. So it happens from a distance. We see remotely is in your vocabulary focus. It says remotely is an adverb and at a distance in time or space. So very different from your remote control, okay? But it's talking about from far away.
By the caregiver or family member.
That's right, by the caregiver, the person who's taking care of the senior citizen or the family member. So either one can control this device from far distance.
This is great. This is great. So we started out talking about Kelly Ilnicki checking in with her grandmother. Well, Kelly is the one that activates the system. So she doesn't have to rely on the grandmother activating the system. For instance, if you go on Skype, and if you want to talk to somebody, they also have to be online.
Right.
They have to be online.
Yes.
Simple step. This is you and I, we take this for granted. Okay, let's talk on Skype, exchange an email, blah, 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 blah. All right. Senior citizen may not even know, how do I get on this? How do I get online? Mm. This removes that step. It makes it as simple as possible that Kelly, the person who is technologically adept, is the one who initiates all of this and takes care of it.
That's great.
Yeah. All right. So many seniors use it to have video chats with relatives or see family photos. But what?
There are other applications as well. So not only can they just talk with their caregivers and family, but there are alerts that tell them to take their medication on time, or even a reminder that tonight is the night for them to go and play bingo.
Very important. Very important. Regarding their medication, right? Because seniors easily can forget their medication.
Right.
Because what happens is, by this time, maybe Kelly's grandmother is taking 10 different medications.
Yes.
Very easy to lose track. What did I take today? Mm-hmm. What did I not take?
Very easy.
And it could be dangerous, too, if they miss it or if they take a double dose.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So this is actually could be impacting life also. Also, what impacts life is bingo night, right?
That's right. One of the most social activities for senior citizens. And I've had the pleasure of attending some bingo nights, not only in care homes, but in the community, where you get a couple hundred senior citizens together and they really have a great time.
Yeah. Okay, we do have a sidebar there, and we hear from a gentleman who works for another company that does provide video conferencing, and I'm going to have Amanda read that.
It says, "Goodbye telephone, hello video conferencing. Senior Living has been looking for this type of assistance for a number of years," said Steve Mettingly. He's the executive director of Vintage Senior. He goes on to say, "It's the new telephone in some sense."
Yep. Okay. Well, in the past, the senior citizens would pick up the phone, but now they've got that screen there in their room, as we can see in the pictures there on page 44. So looks nice and simple for them to use. Nice big screen. That's also important for them to have big print, and to have a big screen makes it easier for them to see things. Listeners, thanks for being here today. Come on back tomorrow. Till then, this is Bill.
Amanda.
And Brian.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.